As we head into our last week of February, today is the 23rd, and we're reading Mark chapter 7. And in Mark chapter 7, you will see some accounts that we've already read before. One of those accounts you just read yesterday from Matthew 15, where it talks about a Canaanite woman. Now, I don't know what your title says in your Bible, whether it says the faith of a Canaanite woman or a Phoenician woman or a Syro-Phoenician woman, but what you read yesterday about the woman that was asking for Jesus to heal her daughter, and today's account in Mark chapter 7 is the same account, two different gospel writers here. And it's so good today that I want to read it to you. Verse 24, Jesus left that place. Now that place would have been Capernaum, and went to the vicinity of Tyre. Now Tyre was 30 or 40 miles roughly from Capernaum. Capernaum was kind of Jesus's home base, where he did most of his teaching when he wasn't in the Jerusalem area, and kind of his home place. That's where Peter was from. And so he goes to this other town. Now, I want to tell you something about this other town. This town, Tyre, T-Y-R-E, Tyre was a town that was not a Jewish town. It was a Gentile town. Okay, so anybody who's not Jewish is a Gentile. And so Jesus goes to a place that is Gentiles. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. Jesus was a pretty big deal. Verse 25, in fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek. Now, when we see Greek here, it probably just means she was a Gentile, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. Now look at Jesus's reply today. Here's what Jesus says. Now this is odd. First, let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Jesus just told the woman, when she asked him to drive out this demon, to first let the kids eat, for it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dog. What is he talking about here? We'll get to that in a minute. Yes, Lord, she replied, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. So let's unwrap this just a little bit. When Jesus is saying, let the children eat all they want, Jesus is making the point that he was giving the gospel first to the Jewish people. So that's the children of Israel. So Jesus is saying, before the message of the gospel goes to the Gentile, we need to let the children of Israel partake of the gospel. And then the woman has the gall, has the nerve, has the bravery to say, yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Now, a dog under the table, a dog would have been what Jews called the Gentiles. And the woman is saying, can you just let me have a little bit of crumbs? Can I just have the leftovers? And here's what Jesus does. He told her, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. He healed her daughter instantly. She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Isn't that cool? Here's where I want to go with this. This woman was faithful. She was persistent in her faith, and she was humble in her faith. And Jesus granted her request. Once again, I challenge you to find one time in the Gospels that people came to Jesus with a pure heart, regardless of their level of faith, and he healed it where he didn't heal them. He healed them every time. And that's the beauty of the Gospels. Jesus didn't just come for the Jews, he came for all of us. Thank God, because we're all Gentiles. But Jesus had compassion on this woman, even though the primary audience for the Gospel at first, and that would change after the resurrection, was God's chosen people, the Jews. So hopefully that gives you a little insight that you didn't already know. And today we're going to jump back to Matthew again. I'll talk to you then.